Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 24th of March. It's Sunday night. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. I am Michael Collins Piper. I assume you know that. Washington, D.C. is the headquarters of American Free Press, the national weekly newspaper from Washington, and I hope you do subscribe, and if you don't, you should be subscribing. You can get all the contact information at AmericanFreePress.net. And I also urge you to take a look at the website of the Barnes Review, the bi-monthly historical magazine, at BarnesReview.com. Folks, this broadcast tonight, I will just tell you, if you're tuning in maybe for the first time or if you happen to miss last week's live broadcast, this is more or less a continuation of last week's broadcast, which incidentally, from the information that I could see, is probably one of the most listened to broadcasts, at least live, that I've ever done on this network. The numbers were extraordinary. I'm not quite sure why, but I'm glad those numbers were up there. And we are going to be joined by our guest from last week, Mark Glenn. That's Mark Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. And, of course, many of you are familiar with him. He has, in the past, broadcast on this network, and he can also be found at theuglytruth.wordpress.com. A lot of interesting information up there on a regular basis. Last week, folks, we talked about the new Pope. And we received quite a few phone calls towards the end of that hour, and I urged those people we couldn't bring up. In fact, we didn't bring up any callers. I urged them, if they wanted to call in here tonight. Because, let's face it, folks, the selection of a new pope, whether you like the Catholic Church or not, the selection of a new pope is a major geopolitical and cultural event. And as Mark and I discussed last week on this program, it may be an even bigger geopolitical and cultural event than we might imagine. We'll discuss a little bit more about that when we come back. And if you do want to call in and comment about last week's show, and we do want you to talk about the Pope, well, stay tuned, folks. We're going to the break.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Colin Piper here at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Let me see if my friend Mark Glenn is with us. Mark, are you out there?
Lord Vader.
How you doing, Mark?
Good.
Mark, before we get into the program, let me just lay some ground rules out here that I think you will agree with, and if you happen to disagree with any of them, please let me know. First of all, we do want to welcome callers right away, particularly those callers, obviously, who called in last week. We had several who did want to comment. We'd like to urge them to call in here right now at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We prefer to take their calls first, obviously. We do want to limit the discussion with the callers to the subject of what we discussed last week here on the program about the Catholic Church, number one, and the selection of the new pope. I trust you find that appropriate, Mark.
More than appropriate, yeah.
Yeah. Secondly, I do want to mention right up front that we don't want to get into discussions of the black pope or the Jesuits or the fact that the Vatican bank account has been in the hands of the Rothschilds for years. We're all familiar with these details, and frankly, repeatedly over the years in broadcasting on this network, and I know Mark has done likewise and has written about it. We don't buy into these theories about the Jesuits being the secret power behind the Vatican, or although, yes, of course, the new Pope is a Jesuit. We don't buy into this idea that the Vatican is behind the drive for abortion. There are people who actually say that. I don't believe that the Vatican is the secret force behind the Mossad and the CIA. People do say that. I don't believe that the Vatican was behind the Kennedy assassination. And, yes, people do say that. So please, don't waste my time and Mark's time and your own time and the listener's time by calling in to talk about that. If you happen to have a theological disagreement with the Catholic Church, hey, that's all well and good, but please, we're not here to talk about Roman Catholic theology or your particular pet theology, which may be the right theology. You may be absolutely right, and the Catholic Church may be entirely wrong. Just want to get that out of the way. Thirdly, this discussion here tonight is not particularly an attack on the Catholic Church. I don't want anybody to think that it is, because, well, it really isn't, folks. My guest here tonight, Mark Glenn, happens to be a lifelong Roman Catholic, born and raised. In fact, he's more Catholic. He's literally more Catholic than the Pope. He's a traditionalist Catholic. In fact, I called Mark today when he was getting ready to take his thundering horde of little Catholics into his traditionalist Catholic church. I come from, and I know you listeners are familiar with this, on one side of my family, very devout Roman Catholics, but I was not baptized in the Catholic Church, and I think the only time I was ever in any, even the vaguest form of a Catholic ceremony, was when my one brother, who was not a Roman Catholic, was married in the Roman Catholic Church, whereas my brother, who is a Roman Catholic, was married in a Holy Roller Church. So the Pipers, no offense to the Holy Rollers, but that's exactly what it was, a Holy Roller Church. So we Pipers are ecumenical, so to speak. At any rate, Mark, did you want to throw out anything in that regard, kind of regarding this discussion?
No, I think that you started the race off with the right countdown and the shot, you know, the firing shot. So I think that we're good to go.
Yeah, now just for the benefit of those who didn't listen last week, I'll just try to summarize it all very quickly. It's a very complex subject. It is your opinion, and I agree with your opinion. I would say it's my opinion as well, that there was this recent installation of a new pope was done for very political reasons. One of the reasons this pope from Latin America was installed was because it was done as part of a major campaign at the highest levels, originating, yes, within the organized Jewish community and probably to a certain extent within certain elements of the American and the international elite, a very distinct effort to forestall any future development of, shall we say, rebellion throughout Central and South America during the last decade, with the rise of the late Hugo Chavez. We have seen a number of governments emerging in South America and substantial political movements throughout the region that have directly challenged the New World Order. They have directly challenged Zionism. They have directly challenged the U.S. special relationship with Israel, and they have challenged the United States' effort to dictate policies here in this hemisphere and around the globe. Now, some people call these movements communist. I call them nationalist. They may have certain, quote-unquote, socialist elements to their domestic policies, but it is particularly their policy on the international realm that has so inflamed the Jewish community, and it is Mark's contention and my contention, and I think many, many people would agree with us that the installation of a Latin American pope is very much a part and parcel of an effort to curtail this movement, to perhaps, as Mark put it, set loose the quote unquote Arab Spring throughout Central America, Central and South America, to try to undermine these, what we'll just call them, revolutionary movements. We also, in our discussion last week, reflected upon the fact that there is a growing, has been for many, many years, a growing Roman Catholic population in the United States from Central and South America, particularly from Mexico, where devotion to Roman Catholicism among the poor, particularly those who are flooding here into the United States, who have been flooding into the United States. There has been an effort by the international Jewish community to grab control of this growing political force in America. We had international Jewish media mogul Chaim Saban, S-A-B-A-N, purchase control of Univision. He's an Israeli-American who just happens, as I pointed out last week, to have a beach house in Malibu right next door to Arnon Milshon, who is not only the biggest arms dealer in Israel, but perhaps the most powerful man in Israel, a very secretive man, who also happens to be a major Hollywood producer. The growing Roman Catholic population is, in many respects, perceived to be a threat to Jewish political power. There have been Jewish political forces that have openly expressed that view. And as we're going into the final moments before the break, I will add something that I did not mention last week, but it is worth mentioning, that some years ago, Samuel Huntington, a major figure with the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, all these international power blocks, who originated the theme of the clash of civilizations between the West and Islam, which has been central to the international warmongering by the Jewish community, utilizing their considerable resources and influence here in the United States to back up the so-called war on terror, which is really a war against Islam. Samuel Huntington did write an article some years ago for one of these major publications suggesting that the growing Roman Catholic population in the United States as a consequence of immigration was indeed a threat to, shall we say, the powers that be. Well, all of that having been said, Mark, we have a minute or two before the break. Did you want to add anything to that? I've tried to summarize in essence what we talked about.
Yeah, I think that probably for the purposes of starting off the discussion right after the break, I'd like everybody to think about the importance, the geopolitical importance of Seinfeld television program. I have done this on a few programs where I have quizzed people, the listeners, and said, what has been the most dangerous and destructive force in the media? What one program has been the most destructive force on American foreign policy, particularly in the Middle East? And of course, people say, oh, well, it's Wolf Blitzer and it's Sean Hannity and it's Rush Limbaugh. And I say, no. It's Seinfeld. Okay. A show that has absolutely nothing to do with politics, but which has been beamed into the living rooms of every American family for the last, I don't know, 15 years, and has made the American people fall in love with the Jews, okay, to the point where their defenses have been lowered with regards to what was coming down the path at that time, meaning 9/11 and the war that was going to be launched in its aftermath. And so we have to keep this in mind as we pursue this discussion about these changes that are going to take place in the Catholic Church under this new pope, is that our enemies will lay the groundwork for something like this years, sometimes decades in advance, and it's geared towards this very subtle shift. In fact, it was Bishop Williamson, in a conversation that I was having with him several years ago, who explained it to me perfectly. He said, you know, if you set out to sail to, let's say, India from Los Angeles,
That comment. It's very profound. Hold that until after the break. And we are going to break, and now is your time to call in here, 800-313-9443.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, we'll send you glad tidings from New York. Open up your eyes so you may see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Colin Piper here with Mark Glenn, telling you that you can call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. We are ready to take your calls, particularly in response to the discussion of last week. Of course, any thoughts you may have in general about the new Pope and the impact it's going to have on the political realm. And for that matter, if you do want to talk about the impact it may have on the theological policies of the Catholic Church. Mark, before we went to the break, you mentioned Bishop Williamson, the traditionalist Catholic bishop, very fine man who I had the pleasure of meeting thanks to an introduction arranged by you, I might add. He made a very interesting comment. In fact, I think you and I were both in discussion with Bishop Williamson when he made this remark. I recall it very specifically. So go ahead and repeat for the audience what he said, because it's quite relevant and quite interesting.
Yeah, in sum, what it was is that he said if you were to sail, if it was your intention to get on a boat and to sail from Los Angeles to all the way across the Pacific Ocean to, say, India, okay, but if somebody messed around with your compass, or if your maps were off, and so if you were just off by as much as a degree, okay, then by the time you finished this several thousand mile trip, you could very well end up, the big peninsula off of Russia. I think it's called Kamchatka or something like that. And so, you know, the point he was making is that it's very small adjustments to your journey in the beginning will have drastic results later, after thousands of miles or thousands of days or thousands of years have passed. And so while we're, you know, considering the things that you brought up at the beginning of the program, Mike, which is, you know, the likelihood of bringing these color revolutions that we've seen take place in Eastern Europe and now in the Middle East, to see them take place in South America, which is the next place that is ripe for that kind of thing, because you have a growing number of countries there who are becoming very wise to the ways of the New World Order and are resisting it, as well as my own personal theory, which is that the reason that this particular Cardinal Bergoglio was chosen is because he does come from Argentina, and right now there is a developing relationship between Argentina and Iran that has got organized Jewish interests very, very nervous. But I think that there's something even more long-range involved in this than those two aforementioned situations, which is they would like these organized Jewish interests. They would like to see the Catholic Church alter its position with regards to the Jews. Now, we saw this take place during Vatican II with the adoption of this idea known as Nostra Aetate, which basically absolved the Jews of guilt for Jesus' crucifixion and basically opened up the door for this millennial, or not millennialism, ecumenism with Jewish interests that I really equate to the kiss of Judas, okay? Because when you're talking about ecumenism with organized Jewish interests at this level, you're not talking about meeting them in the middle and coming up with a compromise that is mutually beneficial. What it means is that you go over to their side, you kiss whatever part of their collective body part they tell you to kiss, and you lose everything in the deal, okay? So what I foresee taking place here is through the offices of this new pope, who is very, very, I mean, to call him a Judeophile doesn't even begin to go far enough. I mean, this guy has celebrated religious festivals, Jewish religious festivals. He's been very outspoken against, quote-unquote, anti-Semitism, against anti-Israelism. And so what I can see taking place here is for him to begin chastising Catholics, the Catholic faith, the Catholic Church, in that all criticism of organized Jewish interests, and remember, this is something that is very near and dear to the heart of Catholics, particularly when we're talking about issues such as abortion, pornography, gay marriage. We know who's involved with shoving these perversions down society, and it isn't the Muslims, okay? It isn't the Muslims. So I can foresee a change taking place here where eventually Catholics are going to be Seinfelded. They're going to be forced to adopt this filial position, meaning this position of affection with Jews of whatever stripe, whether they're as individuals or whether it's these organized Jewish interests, and to the point where it's going to silence the one Christian organization that, despite all of the problems that it obviously does have, it still remains singularly the lone voice speaking out against some of these social and moral ills that that I just listed, such as abortion, pornography, and same marriage. And so this is the long-range plan that I see with regards to this new pope. And I hope I'm wrong, but as we say often, Mike, we wish we were wrong, but probably aren't.
Well, I hear that music, and I don't see any callers on the board as of yet, which is a surprise to me. We're urging you to call in here, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Mark Glenn. Inexplicably, we have not received a single call. Now, if I were going on and on and on and on and on, there'd be about 16 people wanting to come aboard, but nobody seems to have called. Well, Mark, I'm going to use that opportunity to reflect on something. I know I've mentioned it to you, and I've probably mentioned it on the air. In regard to this matter of the Jewish relationship with the Catholic Church, what I have observed repeatedly over the last 30 years in which I have bothered to follow these things in the press, this is more or less how it has always worked. You will see articles in Jewish newspapers, and when I mean Jewish newspapers, I mean Jewish community newspapers, not Jewish-owned establishment daily newspapers, Jewish newspapers, such as Forward, the B'nai B'rith Messenger, the Jewish Press out of New York, publications of all stripes within the Jewish community. They will make an announcement. They will say something along the lines of, next week the Vatican is expected to renounce the divinity of Jesus Christ. Shortly thereafter, in the pages of the Washington Post, in the New York Times, and in Time and Newsweek, you will then see articles saying, well, it looks as though the Vatican is about ready to renounce the divinity of Jesus Christ. And then about a week later, you will read a very small article in the New York Times, buried on page A18, in which it says that, well, the Vatican says, no, that's not exactly what we're planning to do. We still like Jesus. So this has been the relationship, the public relationship between the Jewish community and the Vatican. But, you know, we all do know, going back to Vatican II, powerful Jewish organizations like the American Jewish Congress, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith were busy working to influence the course of Catholic doctrine, and unfortunately they succeeded all too well in reshaping it. But this has been something we've seen. So this is not a new phenomenon by any means, and it certainly goes back even further than that. But it's a major issue that's of concern here. We do have one caller. Before we go to that caller, Mark, I wondered if you had any comments in regard to what I just said.
Yeah, I really hadn't realized that that was a phenomenon until you had brought this up to me years ago, and then I did look into it, and sure enough, surprise, surprise, Mike Piper was right again. What I foresee is something, you know, what you're describing here, Mike, is basically this process by which organized Jewish interests will push the Catholic Church in the direction where they would like the Catholic Church to go, hoping that by basically publishing these lies, that somehow the Catholic Church is going to have to find some middle ground in order, you know, and that's the way that a good thief is. A good thief, or a smart thief, okay, he steals the whole loaf of bread from you, and then when you complain, he gives half of it back. Okay. So he walks away with half the loaf of bread, and yet his victim feels kind of relieved over the fact that he still has half a loaf left for himself. And so I see this process that you've just described here, where they do this, akin to that, you know, where they will just slowly but surely nudge the church in certain directions where they want them to go. And again, remember, we have to realize that these are long-term planners. What I foresee happening with this new pope is that they're going to cut the middleman out of it. Okay, they're not going to have to make these nudging suggestions anymore. And of course, it'll all be couched, you know, for the good of humanity. You know, gotta get rid of these horrible Muslim terrorists. We've got to get rid of this resurgence of Nazism and anti-Semitism in Central America, and we finally have to do away with, you know, this terrible, terrible crime against humanity known as anti-Semitism. And unfortunately, I think that they will have a pope who will be more than willing to oblige.
Okay, Mark. Well, we do have a caller here, and I want to go right to that caller. It is Lark calling from Texas. Lark, go ahead.
Well, hi there. I'm delighted to be speaking to the both of you. I've lamented for a few years that I've never had the opportunity much. I think once or twice, Mike, for yourself, and never you, Mark. But I'm enjoying the discussion, and I thought what I would throw into the mix is share with you just a bit of my research relative to community law, or what is known as the supremacy of communitarian law contract clause, which is part and parcel of the legal apparatus undergirding the so-called New World Order. And it very much has a lot to do with the Vatican and the Catholic Church. So, Mark, you made mention of this trend towards ecumenicism. Mm-hmm. And then there's a similar word called syncretism. Well, these are very much a part of what is the religio philosophy known as communitarianism. In fact, the father of communitarianism, so-called, in the Jewish-owned encyclopedias, is a gentleman named Werner Falk, who emigrated to Israel before World War II. He was at UC Berkeley in 1958. He's still alive. And he's been a so-called special policy advisor to every American president since Jimmy Carter. Now, the man is a sociologist, and he founded something called the Unitarian Network, which has tentacles into every major college and university in this country and well beyond. But to invite your own commentary, I would only say that the previous, including the current Argentine president, are both communitarians. The present president of the U.S., that's the corporatist state, U.S., as well as all the way back at least until Bush Sr., have all been communitarians. And really, communitarianism is nothing more than capitalism plus communism equals communitarianism. But it's also safe to say that it is corporatism plus communism equals communitarianism. And they are both variants of socialism, which is what H.G. Wells wrote about when he wrote the book entitled The New World Order in 1939. And to conclude my remarks and invite your own response, I will say this about H.G. Wells, who was an original member of the Fabian Society, chartered in 1884 by the Crown. He wrote a book in 1897 called The Invisible Man. And here we have these elitists, these utopian socialists, utopians, if you will. Remember, that word was coined by Thomas More, a Catholic who was executed. That what he envisioned was a society in which the people at the top, who control the means of production in a communitarian state, in effect want to become invisible. And just like the average person who forms some type of a corporation, for instance, does so in order to seek protection from liability, from personal lawsuits. Well, these people at the top today that fund the foundations, for instance, they have so many layers of protection, quote-unquote, that they want to be like this invisible man. And this is what people like this new pope in Argentina, who is also a communitarian, seeks to do in collaboration with the other so-called crowned heads of state, as well as the still national governments, which are slated to all disappear according to plan into the future. So thanks for allowing me those words.
Okay.
I would have to say that I can't find any room for disagreement with what Lark has to say, because I know that many years ago I first heard of this concept of all religions being merged into one. And if you even look at the writings of the rabbis in the debates in the Talmud, and in Jewish lore, you will find that, in fact, that is exactly what the ultimate Jewish agenda is. So I think what Lark has to say, Mark, certainly fits in with what we've been discussing. It fits in precisely, I think. What do you have to say, Mark?
Well, at the risk of being chastised by Mike Piper, I have read about communitarianism. I read about it from the John Birch Society about 20 years ago. I'm sorry to have to admit that, but Mike, it was because of the John Birch Society that I'm here talking to you now. I think that Lark, obviously he has done a lot of research on this issue, and if we had more time, we would be able to connect the dots in bringing this thing full circle, as Mike Piper likes to say. But as far as the present pope being a communitarian or not, I don't know. And I think as far as the people who are planning to dance him around like a marionette in the very near future, I think it's mainly his filial attraction towards the Jewish community. And remember that Argentina, and particularly Buenos Aires, is it has... it's loaded with them. It's, in fact, it's the second highest concentration of Jews in the Western Hemisphere after the United States is Argentina. So, you know, they did their homework. In fact, it was Ron Lauder of the World Jewish Congress, who said, Jorge Bergoglio, the new Pope, Pope Francis, he is no stranger to us. Okay, so Ron Lauder was saying a lot more than he realized he was saying by that statement, that he's no stranger to us. They've been keeping an eye on him for a long, long time, and he has said all the right
things. I would disagree with you, Mark. I think when he said that, he meant precisely what he said. he is no stranger to them, and you are right. Yes, they have been keeping an eye on him, a very careful eye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we do have another caller here. We have a few minutes before the last break for this hour. We'll go ahead and bring up Barry calling from California. Barry, go ahead.
Hello, gentlemen. Now, let me see if you can guess who this is. You made fun of me last week, Mr. Piper and Mr. Glenn. I'm the big kahuna of the Patriot Movement. I have millions that listen to me on my show. Can you guess who I am?
Howard Stern?
No.
Keith from Indiana.
No. It's AJ. I'm sorry. I had to do that.
That's quite all right. We need a good laugh when we talk about something as serious as this, Barry.
I was brought up Catholic, so I'm familiar with the Catholic religion. I choose not to go there anymore, so, I mean, that's besides the point. My whole point of calling is, are you guys in the persuasion that because of what's happening with this new pope and they're connected with the Jews, that everything goes through the Jews?
Can you repeat that last thing? What did you say, Barry? The last thing you said?
Everything goes through the Jews when it comes to the main things in the world with, because they control everything. I mean, let's face it.
Well, do I believe that they got him elected? Yes, absolutely. I have absolutely no doubt that they put pressure on the College of Cardinals to make sure that this guy got elected. In fact, interestingly enough, I found out this guy was the runner-up 5 or 6 years ago at the last conclave. Benedict XVI, you know, Ratzinger was the one who was elected. But this guy was the runner-up. In fact, it was very close. Some say that close enough that they should have had another vote. So if you're asking me whether or not this guy was selected, if this was a rigged election, yes, I do believe that it was. And everything that he does is going to be watched, and I'm sure that they've got their people very close to him who are going to be helping to write his scripts and steering him in the directions that they need him to go, particularly with Argentina, with this memorandum of understanding that's been signed between Argentina and Iran to look into this bombing that took place in 1994, which was probably done by Israel. And with regards to Latin America, I think that the same thing that we saw take place in the 80s with John Paul II and the color revolutions that took over these anti-Western governments in Eastern Europe, I think that we're going to see a repeat of that in South America.
Yeah, Barry, we are going to be going to the break here in a moment, so if you want to hang on, please do.
I'll hang on.
Yeah, I would just comment that I have said this repeatedly, and I catch hell from people for saying it. I don't believe that the Jews run everything. I think that they strive to run everything. That their ideal would be to run everything. I do believe that within the Catholic Church and within the banks and within the intelligence community and all sorts of places all over this country and all over the world, there are forces that are resisting Jewish influence and Jewish power. I do believe, as I often say, that the Jews as an organized group are the fulcrum of power in this country and in our world today. And unfortunately, I believe that, in fact, they were the prime force in arranging, shall we say, the election of this pope, whether through blackmail, whether through bribes, whether through sheer political clout. I think that ultimately, I'm sorry to say, that has been the driving force behind the election of this pope. But I did say at the beginning here, and we are going into the break in a moment, I did say at the beginning that I think there are likewise other political forces at work along with the Jews that maybe they happen to have a community of interest with them, that they would have a desire to affect the course of political affairs in South and Central America by the election of a pope who would have a lot of influence there. Well, that having been said, we are going into the break. Barry, we'll hold you over, and if you have any further comments, please stay with us. Folks, we are going to the break. This is Michael Collins Piper at republicbroadcasting.org.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of a pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah, we'll send you glad tidings from New York. Open up your eyes so you may see.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Barry from California, if you're still with us, any comments?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I sent you an email earlier this afternoon. I know you're familiar with Rick Adams.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And Scott Smith, are you familiar with Scott Smith?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
His brother is in France, and he has a website, I Am the Witness.
Oh, absolutely. I've been a guest on Daryl's program, and he's been a guest on mine, Daryl Bradford Smith at IamTheWitness.com.
He had an article about the new pope, and it's titled New Pope, His Name of Argentina Has Jewish Connections, and I sent you the email.
Okay, you know, it's funny. I don't think I've received it yet. I will check it out, though. I'm sure I'll receive it eventually.
Yeah. Also, they did a series back in November of 2011 going into 2012 on the Protocols on the Learned Elders of Zion, and I made it into a playlist. If you would like, I can forward that link to you of the playlist of them commentarying on each one. And they went through the whole thing. It took 6 months.
Yeah, please do. I'd like to see that. That sounds very interesting, as a matter of fact.
And you can forward that to Glenn. And the last thing I'd like to say is my alter ego would like to thank you for letting me come on the show today and stop talking about me, will you?
I tell you what, as long as you stop trying to get me off the radio.
You have a great day, sir. But remember, I
am thanks for your call. I watch for your email. Much appreciated. All right, Mark, I'm pleased to tell you that the calls are starting to come in now. And we are going toward the end of the hour here, so there's not much more we can really say, but we will certainly welcome up the additional callers and remind people that we have a whole hour ahead of us. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you want to talk about this issue of the future of the Catholic Church, please call in. If you want to talk about something else, you're free to do that too, but right now we're focusing on that subject, but we are a pretty wide open forum here. Mark, any last, we only have about 7 seconds before the break, Mark, so let's just wait. Tell our listeners to stay tuned for the next break, and we will have a lot more to say because this is a subject, obviously, that's not going to go away. And unfortunately, it's probably going to get worse before it gets better. So we are going to the break very shortly, Mark. And I'll remind people again, the number here is 800-313-9443. We are talking about the future, not just of the Catholic Church, but the future of the world because, right now, the organized Jewish community is determined to get a war going with Iran, and that's a war that I guarantee you is not just going to be a war between the United States and Iran. It's going to be a war between, well, let's face it, the United States and the world. And I don't want to see that happen. All right, folks, stay tuned. Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to the break. La 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 la. Yeah, we'll send you great tidings from New York. Open up your eyes so you may see. Ask you now.